This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. 13 WHLers and one graduate onto the NHL have arrived at Canada's World Junior Selection Camp in Moncton. We'll hear from several of those players representing their team, their league, and possibly their country. Kamloops Blazers captain Logan Stankoven is ready to go back to Canada's World Junior team to defend that gold medal. He's also the WHL Player of the Week. After putting up 9 points in 3 games, he'll be our guest. First up, an inspirational story out of Brandon this past week, where 4 members of the Wheat Kings came across a distressed man appearing ready to jump from a bridge. After volunteering at Samaritan House earlier in the evening, Brandonites Calder Anderson and Nolan Ritchie were showing BC Products Jake Chason and Ben Thornton around the city when Ritchie spotted the man standing on one of the cement abutments for light poles between the north and southbound bridges. Rob Mann caught up with Calder Anderson to explain what happened in the harrowing situation.
It's been a pretty good season for Calder Anderson on the ice with the Brandon Wheat Kings, but there was a fairly remarkable achievement off the ice as well, and Calder's with us now. Can you walk me through what was happening in the build-up to the moment where you drove past that gentleman on a bridge?
Yeah, there was a few of us kind of volunteering at the Samaritan House here in Brandon, just helping out with packing some food. And then after, we decided to go out for a little bit of a coffee, kind of relax for the night, and then decided to go for a bit of a drive around town to show some of the guys some of the scenery that they might not have seen before. And then that kind of led up to us going over the bridge and finding the guy standing on the edge.
And he's standing on the edge of the bridge, and it becomes clear that his intentions may be to jump. What's going through your mind in that moment?
Yeah, well, we stopped, and I rolled down my window and asked if he was okay, and he informed me that things weren't great for him, and he was having some pretty bad thoughts, so that's when I stepped out of the car and, you know, decided maybe to ask him if he needed a little bit of help, and when I did, you could see the relief on his face. You know, I think that's all he wanted, was for someone to show that they cared and that he needed some help. And once I did that, you know, life kind of gets real for a minute or two, and you realize, oh, this is pretty crazy, but I think in the moment, I just wanted to make sure his safety was number one priority, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that, and we were able to calm him down until the cops got there, and then they took control of the situation.
And from what I've read, it wasn't too long before emergency services personnel did show up, probably about 5 minutes. How long did that 5 minutes feel?
Yeah, it felt like 20, 30 minutes. I mean, you know, I got out of the car, and the other guy stayed in the car and called for help, called 911 there, but the cops did a great job of coming to the rescue and doing it in a hurry, and, you know, it didn't take long for them to come.
And you and Nolan Ritchie are both Brandonites. You're both from here. How much more of a connection to the community do you feel, and maybe a bit more of a responsibility being a local boy?
Yeah, and I said that a few times. I was glad it was the two of us and Jake and Ben as well. I thought we did a great job of handling the situation, and I think in that situation, you know, like I said before, his safety was number one priority. And when you see a man in a spot like that, you know, you want to take responsibility and help as much as you can. And you know, having it being Brandon too, it made it a little bit more real for me and a little bit more home hitting, and, you know, hit my heart too as well. So, like I said, I thought we did a good job of handling the situation, and I'm happy he's safe.
Calder, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You're listening to the WHL This Week radio edition.
13 WHL players and one graduate are in Moncton for Canada's World Junior Selection Camp. The Seattle Thunderbirds have sent 4, including defenseman and first-round NHL pick Kevin Korchinski. Tom Boyning has more.
Well, Kevin Korchinski is one of 4 Seattle Thunderbirds who have been invited to Canada's selection camp for the World Juniors, along with his teammates Reid Schaefer, Nolan Allen, and Thomas Milich. And Kevin joining us right now. And Kevin, as always, such an honor to be selected just to go to the camp and get that opportunity to potentially put that maple leaf on your sweater.
Yeah, it's obviously an honor. That's something that you dream of as a kid, and you watch that tournament every Christmas. So, yeah, being able to get invited to the camp, it's awesome. It's an honor.
Going with 3 of your current teammates, is that, I don't think it takes any of the stress off, but I'm sure it probably helps alleviate some of it.
Yeah, I guess going with somebody you know and just traveling and all that, it makes it more enjoyable. And yeah, just knowing the guys at summer camp that were there, they're all great guys. So yeah, it'll be a good culture. Everybody will fit in, and I'm looking forward to it.
I guess one of the differences in the summer camp, there were no cuts. Obviously, a smaller group going this time around. There will be some cuts, not a lot, so there's going to be some intense battling for some of these positions. I'm sure you're ready for that.
Yeah. Obviously, it's going to be really intense. You want to be on the team. I think everybody there wants to be on that team. That's their goal heading to the camp. So obviously, you just got to put your best foot forward and, I guess put the most convincing argument why you should be on the team.
You're one of the younger players going to the camp, usually a 19-year-old tournament, but there are some young players, some others like yourself who are 18, a couple of 17-year-olds as well. So there's going to be some good competition, but some really great talent as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent there. Obviously, there's guys that are going to go really high, and this year's draft, I went high last from the year before. So, obviously, Canada, it's one of the powerhouses when it comes to hockey around the world. So you're going to get that talent heading to those camps like this. So, yeah, just being able to kind of be on the ice and play with guys like that, it's going to be really special, and you can learn a lot from them.
I'm sure you, along with everybody at the camp, this is something that you've dreamed of, this opportunity. What would it mean to you to be on that final roster and play in the tournament right after Christmas?
Oh, it'd be so special. Having my family be there watching and just being in the tournament that you idolized and you wanted to be as a kid. As a kid, it wasn't about making the NHL, it was about playing in the World Juniors. So, it's going to be really, really special.
Well, again, congratulations on the selection. Good luck. We hate to, see you go away from us for a month, but that's the plan, right?
Yeah. Obviously, our team success here with Seattle's kind of helped me and the three others kind of get that invite. So, if all four of us go, it'd be great for the Thunderbirds. I think we'd learn a lot of experience and bring it back to us.
Yeah, hopefully we don't see you again until January. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
The Prince George Cougars sent two, defenseman Ethan Sampson and goaltender Tyler Brennan. Cole Waldie spoke to Tyler Brennan before departing.
Your name was called to the Canadian World Junior Selection Camp in Moncton. I'm assuming very exciting for yourself, and just some thoughts and takeaways from when you saw your name on that list.
You know, it is a surreal feeling. It's, something that you dream about for your whole life. I grew up watching that tournament, and I was super excited to get that call and, to see my name on that list. And overall, it's just an incredible feeling.
Another cool thing about that is that Ethan Sampson, also on the list, a guy that you've played here for pretty much your whole WHL career with. I'm assuming probably pretty cool to see his name on there also, and might be a little bit nicer and more, I guess, comforting to go with a teammate to a really good camp.
Yeah, he's worked really hard for something like this, and, he deserves it. And, he's going to make the most of it. And, I hope he does really well. I think playing on that team with him would be something special. And, I just hope he does really well.
What's it like playing at Hockey Canada events? Obviously, you've been a part of the U18 and the U17 programs. I guess just what is it like, being a part of that? Obviously, repping the Canadian Leaf is obviously a really cool feeling. But I guess just what is the experience, kind of like?
Every time you get to, put the Maple Leaf on, pull that jersey over your head, it's an honor and a privilege. And I make the most of all the time I have there, and you try and represent your country well. And I just play my game and hopefully help the team win. And in the end, it's we're going for that gold, and hopefully make the team and then get the gold medal. That's the dream.
And Ethan Sampson will try and crack that final roster.
Obviously that's super exciting. It's a dream I've had since I was a kid to be able to represent my country like that. So it's a thrill.
You get a chance to go to this camp with Tyler Brennan, a teammate of yours that you've been teammates for a really long time, pretty much since you've been Prince George Cougars. And I'm probably assuming very comforting to go with a teammate to a really good camp.
Yeah, it's super awesome that he was able to make this too. And I think we just need to go in there together, and hopefully we can both stick and just have a good time.
Meanwhile, Kelowna Rockets forward Colton Dock will follow in his brother Kirby's footsteps. He spoke to Regan Bartel.
Let's spend a few minutes with Captain Colton Dock. A good opportunity to play for his country at the World Junior Hockey Championship. We've talked about it before, but I still want to look at your perspective about making that roster. What's it going to take to make it, do you think?
I think for me, it's just the element of a power forward game. I think just go there, show that I can, play with that pace and be a big presence out there, and obviously contribute in the defensive zone and the offensive zone.
Is it nerve-wracking when you go to a camp like that?
I don't think it's nerve-wracking. I think it's just another opportunity for me. I think I've had a lot of opportunities in my career to, get the nerves out. So I think this one's just another opportunity for me to go showcase myself.
Do you pencil yourself in as a top six forward? Do you look at top nine? Do you say, hey, just give me a spot? I don't care where I play.
Yeah, I think, playing for my country, I don't really care where I play. I just want to play for that team and help my country win a gold medal.
there's so many elite players that play for their country at the World Juniors. You have to play specific roles, right? And that's just, you have to adapt to that. I mean, you may be a goal scorer here, but maybe you're a checker there.
Yeah, it's like every team. Obviously, guys come from all over the place. So a lot of guys are their best players in their team, and a lot of guys are going to have to sacrifice some minutes or opportunity to on the ice for the better of the team.
Your experiences with Hockey Canada are what? I don't think it's really a long resume, is it?
No, not a long resume. I've went to two development camps, and that's about it.
Interesting. And so, why so? Why do you think? I mean, a late bloomer or what?
I don't know. You know, I just nothing I really know about. I just never really got the invite. But, you know, I'm thankful. You know, I got the opportunity to go to the summer camp, and, you know, I'm thankful I'm going to have the opportunity to go to the World Junior Selection Camp.
Your summer camp, how well did it go for you? Did it meet your expectations? Did you really play well?
Yeah, I think I went in there wanting to prove to Hockey Canada that, you know, they maybe missed out on me in a few tournaments before that. So I went in there with a little bit of chip on my shoulder, and that's what I'm going to do with this camp as well. But just went there, played a hard game, fast game, and, you know, played my game.
Colton Dock joins us for a few minutes. Kelowna Rocket captain could wear Canadian colors at Christmas to beat who? Who do you like to beat? You're a Canadian kid. Who do you like to beat the most?
Obviously, it would be pretty nice to beat the States. I think that's probably the biggest rival. Pretty nice to beat Gabby as well in the World Juniors, so I can get that one up on him.
And the Arizona Coyotes have loaned former Edmonton Oil Kings forward Dylan Gunther to Team Canada. Andrew Peard recently caught up with him.
An opportunity to play at the World Juniors. Obviously, COVID shutting it down at Christmas time. You weren't healthy enough in the summer. You get the opportunity now to finally play at that tournament. How much are you looking forward to being there and obviously being a veteran guy and a guy that's relied upon there?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I mean, bitter feeling left in my mouth. You know, obviously it getting canceled. It's something you dream of playing in the World Juniors and, you know, having it get canceled and then rescheduled in the summer is awesome. And then not having the opportunity to play in that, I feel like it was just kind of a barrier there. So to represent your country on this stage is awesome. And, you know, this is really the first, I guess, going to feel like real World Juniors in a while, just being with COVID and stuff. So it's going to be pretty exciting, and I can't wait for it.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Kamloops Blazers captain Logan Stankoven heads to the Canadian World Junior Selection Camp as the WHL Player of the Week. I spoke with the reigning CHL Player of the Year.
Let's talk about where you're at right now. A little WHL Player of the Week action, 9 points in three games. Nice little send-off, I think, maybe to Hockey Canada's World Junior Selection Camp.
Yeah, it's always nice to be recognized, you know, for individual efforts, and I thought our team had a good week as well. You know, for me personally, I think I still have more to give, and there's always improvements to be made along the way.
Yeah, it's almost like you take that award and be like, you know, gee, thanks, but, you know, you feel that, yeah, you could have played better or done more to help the cause.
Yeah, exactly. I think as the season goes on, you know, you want to keep on building as a player and as a team, and for myself, I'm always striving for the best and to never be satisfied with my game, so... you know, I think as the games keep on coming along here, you know, I'm going to try and up my game as much as possible.
Centerpiece of that week was probably the game against the Regina Pats. You had a four-point night. It was billed a little bit like, you know, Logan Stankoven against Connor Bedard. I know there's a friendly rivalry going there, but that must have been a fun game to be part of with a sold-out crowd there at the Sandman Center.
Yeah, it was definitely one of the funnest games that I've been a part of, and one of those games where it's easy to get up for, you know, playing, you know, the best player in the WHL and you know, a guy who's going to be, you know, drafted, you know, first overall most likely. So, you know, it's easy to play against a guy like that and to bring your best game and try and compete. So, you know, I think our team brought it out that night and really came to play.
You know, some players might wilt away from that spotlight a little bit here, but I think you embrace it. It seems like you're a guy that says, you know, bring it on, like bring on higher stakes.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something that I don't back down from. You know, I think I've mentioned it before, but, you know, I felt like that was kind of the underdog in that game, and I wanted to kind of come out and prove to everybody that, hey, you know, I can play with this guy and I can compete against him and try and outplay him as best as possible. And, you know, it's just a successful night for myself and for the team, too.
Okay, now you have to put that aside, right? Now you team up with Hockey Canada and Canada's World Junior Team. You're off to Moncton for selection camp. I think everybody knew you'd be going back to camp, but that's got to be an exciting time here ahead to try and wear Canadian colors again.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting, and you know, it's back to traditional World Juniors instead of it being in the middle of summer. You know, it's Christmas time again, and everyone's going to be coming out to watch, and everyone's going to be sitting around you know, at Christmas time watching the World Juniors. So for me, it's going to be a big opportunity to, you know, hopefully defend gold.
There's a lot of WHL players heading, you know, a lot of guys you played with, Zach Ostapchuk, we mentioned Connor Bedard, Olin Zellweger, and the list goes on and on here. I mean, this is going to be a pretty good team that could be favored for gold here.
Yeah, there's lots of key players that were invited, and like you said, lots of guys from the Dubs, so I'm familiar with quite a few of them, you know, throughout U17s, U18s, and World Juniors now, so, you know, I got a good taste of what those guys are like and how they play, so I think we got a good group, and hopefully, yeah, bring home gold. That's what everyone expects from us.
There's always, lately anyways, two Blazers. It was Connor Zary, Dylan Garand. Then it was Dylan Garand, Logan Stankov. And now it's yourself and Caden Banker. You'll share a camp experience with Caden. I know he's pumped to go.
Yeah, I'm really proud of Caden, and he's one of my best buddies in the team. So I think I'm just really happy for him. And obviously he's had an excellent start to the season, and you know, has been filling the net. So for both of us to make that team, that would be a dream come true.
Okay, congratulations on another Player of the Week for the WHL, and good luck here trying to win gold again. Thanks, Logan.
Thank you.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to all the broadcasters around the league this week. Tom Boyning, Cole Waldy, Andrew Peard, Regan Bartel, Rob Mann, and Dustin Forbes. So what a team effort this week, fellas. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.